here's a story in the letter that the script was this, that there is a family, an old couple living there and all that. The husband has died now and there's nobody there in the house. And years are passing by and she is very feeble and frail and has no means of livelihood and all that. A very old lady. She has to pay rent. So the landlord was sympathetic for the first few years. Every month he would go there and she said, I'll try my best to pay you the rent. And what has happened is, to cut the story short, that this landlord says, enough. So he goes to the lady and says, I have been very sympathetic with your plight, but you should know that I also depend upon the rent that I receive from you. And, you know, the arrears are such. They are over 500 rupees now. It was a small little room that she was occupying, very poor family. So if you are unable to pay, I'll give you a month's notice. If you are unable to pay by the first of next month, you'll be ousted forcibly. And it was a real threat to her. She did not know to rely on whom. So she writes a letter to God. My ever dearest God, and this and that, and you know my plight and everything, and now I'll be thrown out on the streets. I loved you, I relied upon you, I depended on you. Will you please come to my rescue so that this man, landlord, does not harass me and throw me out? Please send me 500 rupees. I don't want more. Just 500 rupees to pay him and keep him silent about it. So she wrote. Somehow or other she got a cover envelope and all that, and she wrote the address. Now she writes, Dear God. But where to address? Where should I send the letter now? How? To whom should I? So she writes, care of Postmaster, Head Post Office, Bombay. It happened like that. So she's posted the letter. Naturally, the postman started sorting out the letter. So he says, Dear God, care of Postmaster. So take it to the Postmaster. Postmaster is intrigued. So what to do now? So he opens the letter. Let us see what it is about. So the letter was so pathetic that he was so deeply touched. He called all the clerks or all the postmen, says, just see this. Can we not contribute and help? So they all, of course, came forward to contribute. The contribution was fixed by the postmaster, and the contribution came to 450 rupees. So the postmaster on his own paid the commission for the money order and sent 450 rupees to the old lady. The address was given by the old lady. And she received it graciously. And the postmaster said, from God, care of postmaster, so and so. So when she counted the money, it was 450 rupees less. She got so upset with God. She says, why is it that you had to send it through the post people? Because you know how they are. The postmaster did write that whole letter. You know how they are. Could you not have sent a messenger to me with the 500 rupees? You must have sent 500, but they pinched 50 from me. The postmaster published that letter also. So it was fun to read this. But such an innocence is there, you see. Yeah, that's how it is. Oh my God. Why did you have to send it through the post office? Could you not send a messenger, you know?
The crow maybe a bang. The
crow. No, but it was really humorous, pathetic. And
touching, yeah.